This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is September 11th, 2008. I'm delivering the Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 5 through chapter 7. And this is a great parallel between what we had in ancient Israel and Judah as what we have today in our land, with particularly the United States of America. God's bringing judgment for generations, decades, year after year. God has appealed to this nation, and it remains religious, which adds insult to injury to the living God. We want to be upright and true and sincere. And then God unfolds the judgment through the ministry of Jeremiah in chapter 6. He talks about a wrathful nation will come to conquer this nation. And the people are not listening to what the Lord has been speaking. In verse 10, it says, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." You see, how is it we have so many religious churches, so many religious spiritual environments? They speak a Christianese, they speak a biblicalese, a language, but the voice of the Lord is not heard for the most part. And it's done damage to the people because they, without hearing the word of God, what God is speaking today, they remain the same. They've not changed. They're not watching for the Lord. And see, they can't hear God because, as it says here, their ear is uncircumcised. And they don't want to hear God. It's a reproach. And they take no delight. They have no pleasure. They stick their fingers in their ears. And they turn their shoulder. God is offended. "Therefore I'm full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband and the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely." Covetousness is idolatry. Wanting, wanting, wanting. Wanting everything else. Wanting what's with others. Never having enough. An insatiable craving desire to consume upon yourself. Things, things, things. And God is striking that right now in this nation. Perhaps as this judgment comes forth, people will realize that these things will pass away and that they should love God, who never passes away. The prophets and the priests, the spiritual leaders, deal falsely. They're not upright. They're not honest. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. They let the people think that in their sinful condition, that everything's fine. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. "Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." It's very common today in the spiritual arena. You have people talking about the higher things and going up a higher level. And it's very ethereal, esoteric, new age. It's actually related to the occult and the mystery religions. See, if you want to come up higher with God, you need to go lower in yourself. It's the cross. Crucify yourself. Crucify your flesh. Crucify your will. And be a servant. Be humble, obedient. And you know what? As you humble yourself as a child, God will reveal the secrets. It comes from being humble and lowly, not exalting. It's the old path. I'm not talking about old-time religion. It's the old, simple, straight and narrow way that leads to life that few find. The old path of righteousness, walking with God, is what God has always called us to. Do you want that? You'll find rest there. But the people said, "We will not." God set watchmen over them. God sounded the trumpet, but they said, "We will not listen." This is a great time to see the wrath of God. It's a great time to see the deliverance of the Lord. It's a great time to see God justify and bring forth what is equitable and true and righteous. A great reversal will take place. God said there were grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They're brass and iron. They're all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed with the fire. The founder melts in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord has rejected them. Jeremiah 7. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear ye the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, that enter in at the gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, for if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the alien, the fatherless, the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit." You see how simple it is to walk with God, how simple? But the people, in the flesh nature that's not crucified, refuses and revolts. And they trust in the lying words and trust in religion. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We're delivered to do all these abominations. We're saved by grace. In this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, I've seen it, says the Lord. And God admonishes this people to consider what he did to his own house, Shiloh, where he had set his name at the first, and see what he did to it for the wickedness of his people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto this place which I gave unto you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. God took his glory away, withdrew, and wrote Ichabod. His glory had departed. And God says in verse 15, I will cast you out of my sight as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Whoa. 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 When God draws the line and the sand, whoa, if you're not right with him. Fear him. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make the cakes to the queen of heaven, a goddess, and to pour out the drink offerings unto other gods, that they provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger? Says the Lord. Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own face? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man, upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings into your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since that day of your forefathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Jesus said, he that hears you, hears me. This is what Jesus says to his true followers, his true messengers. Open your mouth and I will fill it. I will give you the words to speak to a people. He that hears you, hears me. He that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. So all of us need to consider carefully these days that we live. Jesus has outlined the times of the end, times just preceding his coming. There's an eternal kingdom of God with Jesus Christ as King, which is the good news, and the fact that he is the Redeemer, dying for all the sins of the world, being buried and resurrected according to the Scriptures. This world is passing away, and all the things of this world are passing away. So this is why we want to be pursuing the kingdom of God that has eternal purpose. Be rich towards God. Be rich above, not on things of this earth. You know, and you cannot serve two gods. You cannot serve mammon and God. You cannot serve yourself and God. Call on the Lord. Surrender to him. Every man, woman, child, every government, business, everything. And this is our word that we are to declare the everlasting gospel. To fear God. And to give him the glory that's due his name, for the time of his judgment has come. And he is the king, and he will rout out every wicked person and every evil thing. And the truth will come forth to the praise of all men. Be about the Father's business. Repent. Bow low. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on garments of white, robes of righteousness that are in Jesus Christ. Obey his voice and be strong in the Lord. Let him use you. There will be many that will be doing exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. There will be many that will suffer for his name's sake. And the seals are being loosed, ladies and gentlemen. The seals of judgment. And it will be martyrdom for the faithful that are in the earth. Some of you will be executed. Some of you will be put into captivity. And herein is the endurance of the saints. You that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your hour to declare the truth of Jesus Christ, for he is at hand.